Hey, kings and queens, welcome back to another episode of Real Queens Talk. It's your girls, Bree and Kels. Thank you guys for being here. Before we get started, make sure you go ahead and hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss a new episode. We are trying to be more consistent with like posting our episodes on YouTube, because everybody seems to really enjoy seeing the visual episodes. You know, we still definitely upload our episodes to Spotify and Apple podcasts and all that good stuff. But we're trying to be more consistent. So bear with us, all right? Because this is a transition. A transition for us.
It is.
But yes, we just wanted to say happy Black History Month to everybody. We definitely wanted to just take a few minutes to just acknowledge the accomplishments of our people, how far we have come. You know, we still have a long ways to go, but we're rocking with y'all. We're trying to help each other, trying to build, trying to support, you know, other Black creators, Black-owned businesses and everything, so that, you know, we can all continue to elevate. So, because we're all a part of Black history, right? So we got to do our we got to do our part.
Absolutely, Bree. And before we even get into any of that, y'all, make sure y'all go to www.realqueenstalk.com. We have our brand new Black History Month collection dropping. It's coming out tonight. Well, real soon. It's already out, actually. But by the time you guys listen to this, it'll be already got, but we're recording on Monday, so it's coming out tonight. Monday, February 5th, it's gonna be on our website. Make sure y'all check it out. We have our brand new, it's called Melanin and Lust. Okay, so make sure y'all get it. Mm-hmm. And this cup here, I got was rocking one of our coffee mugs. This is on there as well. It's not part of our collection, but it is one of my favorite coffee mugs. Make sure y'all get one. Right?
That's definitely one of my favorite designs too. Like Limitless Queen is just so cute.
Right. I love it.
Yeah.
It just speaks volumes. Exactly. It speaks volumes to wherever you are in life, whatever you do for your work, whatever. Limitless Queen, we all are. So make sure y'all get you one.
Right. Absolutely. But really, you know, we just wanted to touch on some of our favorite, you know, pioneers of the Black community, right? Like we all have those that we look up to and those who inspire us, but I just always feel like it's the same select, you know, few people that are talked about throughout Black history, you know. And of course we love our Malcolms and our Martin. Like where would we, you know, where would we be without them? You feel me? But there were just so many others who have contributed and who are still contributing to this day to the advancement of Black people. But like, and I know like we did an episode last year that was like similar for Black History Month, and we like went over some of that stuff too. But like who do you think like is like someone that you admire that is just not given like credit, you feel me, for their
accomplishment? You know, that list is forever long, so we don't have time to really get into that full list. But however, I feel like it doesn't always have to be someone from like far back in history in the day, you know. As 90s babies, we're seeing some of people that we've grown up watching, like Angela Bassett and Beyonce and Jay-Z, people who we've admired and grew up listening and watching our whole lives when we were kids. And they're now just now getting their flowers and recognition in like mainstream media. You know,
right.
I don't know if you guys watched the Grammys or not, but
I was just about to say that.
Sidebar, Queen B, her freaking part. But I don't give her props. Come on.
It was giving Kanye, like, you know, kind of when like Beyonce was snubbed at the Grammys before.
Yeah. Beyonce had the best album of the whole year.
J Jay-Z was on his shit last night.
Yes. And that's how, listen, not just Black men, but that's how our men need to come for us, period. Okay. Bye. Black men have always been history, you know, that's also part of Black history too, is yeah. how the relationships are with Black men and women, you know. Mm-hmm. We've always looked to our men for protection, for them to protect us, you know, and vice versa. Right. That's as much as they protect us. And he was an amazing representation of that. I'm mm-hmm. glad we got to see that from Jay-Z of all people.
Right.
J and B. Hov and B.
Mm-hmm. You know? Exactly. And we've got to see, like, you know, like power couples like that, like Black power couples, yes. you know, in our generation.
Yeah.
Which is really like the first generation to really see that, like, you know, like these power couple, these Black couples are billionaires and multimillionaires. Right. You feel me? Like,
right. this, J&B, like Rihanna and A$AP Rocky, if they get married, it's a wrap. Like, they right behind them.
Right.
And, you know, there's so many of them.
We've a lot Barack more. And Michelle.
Like, the list goes on. The way he mm-hmm. loves her out loud for the world to see. It's like, mm-hmm. it's so refreshing. It's such an inspiration. You know, things like that inspire me, you know, about.
Right.
people who were around, you know, the people that we get to see growing up and people that we know hopefully are going to continue to be role models for our kids as well, you know?
Right. And somebody that I've always loved, like since I was a kid, I was like, oh my God, I want to be like her, was freaking Felicia Rashad. Like, I have always loved
her. Oh my
her.
God,
like,
I love
she
her.
She just is the epitome of class and elegance and success. Mm-hmm. Like, she's a philanthropist and she's like, yo, everything about her, even like, you know, off camera, like everything mm-hmm. about her is inspiring to me. You yeah. know, everything about her just.
She's like our old school Hollywood. She's like our old Hollywood, but like. That old Hollywood glam, like she mm-hmm. still has it.
She's timeless, elegant, like beautiful.
I saw her the other day. She had these gray and black dreads, and they were. I was like, she looks freaking 45 years old. She looks like even more beautiful, like this. Like she's yeah. beautiful regardless. I'm like, she was like a whole different level of beauty you've never seen from her.
Right.
Yeah, for real. You know, there's like so many inspirational just. Especially Black power couples. That's just so beautiful to see. Mm-hmm. But even besides that, there's just so many other just awesome Black people making history, making our own history for the textbooks, mm-hmm. you know?
Exactly.
Right.
But we're all like a part of that too. And
yep.
we're, you know, and that's why it's like so important now, like that we really encourage, you know, like entrepreneurship or, you know, mm-hmm. at least, well, even if you don't, you know, if owning a business isn't for you, you know, becoming educated, like just whatever you want to do, just become a master at it, you know, because the sad reality is like, as Black people, we do have to be the best at whatever it is we're doing. You feel me? Like any field that we're going into.
Oh, yeah.
We have to have the qualifications and then we still be like fighting, mm-hmm. you know, to still get that edge. But just whatever it is you're going to do, just, you know, make sure that you do it to the best of your ability.
100%. And one thing I've learned, especially being, you know, throughout my career and in the corporate world is they're going to, you know, we're at the end of the day, especially as a Black woman, we have to show up and show out every time to where the point it's like we're always on display. We're always on go time. We're always on show. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. that's what they're expecting. So make sure you deliver. Okay. Right. So, you know, go in there, ready, prepare, prep, show, and they're going to leave jaws drop. You know, that's what we do. We show up and show out. Mm-hmm. So make sure we continue. That's what I want to see a lot more of this year, you know. Right. Of us showing up, showing out for each other, with each other, independent, together, whatever. Like, whatever you do in your business, your life, show up and show out.
Right, because it's still a fact that, you know, Black businesses or Black-owned businesses only, like, make up about, like, 2.4% of the employer firm owners. So, I mean, that's like a huge disproportionate you know, number when you think about how many businesses, like huge businesses, mm-hmm. there are, right? So we definitely want to see that change. You know, we've made a lot of strides, and we've made strides, you know, but we got to keep pushing forward. Keep pushing forward.
Of course. There's just so much more work to do, unfortunately, to even have, like, it is draining to even think about it and to say that, and having mm-hmm. Black kids, Black son, Black family, Black husband, it's a lot. You know, we are kind of born with an automatic, like, added pressure from society. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, we have to show up and show out all the time. It gets right. exhausting sometimes, you know, but that's just how it has to be in order for us to really succeed. But mm-hmm. we also have to, like, stick together, just sticking together and supporting each other. And speaking yeah. of that, I was just online, whatever, a couple days ago, when I found, like, Oprah, she puts out her book list, and Obama puts out his book list, but Oprah has 25 best Black authors to check out for the mm-hmm. month. It's like author per month. Check that out. Get to, yeah. you know, support Black authors, support Black businesses. That is mm-hmm. huge. Black-owned businesses need support for so many reasons. Unfortunately, still historically, Black-owned businesses are still the least approved. You know, we have such a much harder time getting approved for loans and grants, things like mm-hmm. that, because of how we look. You know, nothing else. You know, there's, I forgot what company it was. It was like maybe a few months ago, there was an article that one of the banks were approving, it was like maybe 23%, like 20-something% less.
Oh yes,
Black people. Yeah, for and even like over, they have to be
that's
over,
very
like
common.
Get approved or overqualified, not qualified, overqualified. Right. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that's still our reality today.
Absolutely, there's still a lot of, you know, discrimination and mm-hmm. you know, just injustice that comes from just, you know, the color of our skin, which is. It's crazy, but we are not letting that stop us.
Absolutely. I know what you meant. I know what you were trying to get.
But I definitely want to be on Oprah's
but hell yeah.
list. Okay.
Yeah.
It's one of my dreams. That is one of my goals. That is something mm-hmm. that is a work in progress for me. Like, I just finished.
Oh yeah.
I have completed my children's book manuscript from start to finish. Like, now I am just going through the editing process and everything. So, you know, mm-hmm. just be on the lookout for Sabrina's children's book to be released sometime in the very near future. Something that I'm very, very proud of. You right. know, it's just, unfortunately, there's not enough Black authors. Now, there's more now, obviously. Now more and more people are starting to realize their power and their potential, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know, so I'm just, you know, I hope to be a part of that someday.
Right. And we will just, you know, we got to keep manifesting and, you know, mm-hmm. believing and hoping and doing the work really. But also like with Black businesses, we don't often support each other enough. Okay. Mm-hmm. We support everyone else's business. We support everything, you know, but when we're doing mm-hmm. something, it's like that crab and barrel mentality still, unfortunately, yes. that dates back so long ago. I'm going to get into that's a whole nother, you know, we're having an uplifting Black History Month conversation, not the other part.
But we're also. Side.
But it's true. But true. Yes, it, yes, yes. Right. Keeping it real.
So we're also
a lot of that stuff.
And yeah. we're going to tell the truth about, you know, what the reality of the situation is. And unfortunately, right. even sometimes when we do try to support our own, you know, in my experience, mm-hmm. I have like felt, you know, sometimes the most disrespect sometimes. Or lack of mm-hmm. customer service or things like that from our own people. So like, that's something that we also have to be held accountable for. It's like, look, yes, we want to grow as a people. We need to grow as a people. We need to come together. We need to support one another. But you mm-hmm. also have to, if you're running a business, you do also have to keep in mind that I am a customer. And, yes. you know, and if I'm choosing to support you, I'm not just gonna choose to support you only because you're Black, but I also need to, you know, I need to be treated a certain type of way.
Oh, yeah. You know, customer service is still expected regardless of the color, especially when you're dealing with your own people. If anything, you should be nicer because it's that automatic community, that automatic connection. You know, of course, we don't know each other, but we all know the 9, the pound. We all know the same shit. So don't act like we all know our secret communications, and they've been, you know, once again, different conversations. But but it's true. Just, you know, when you have that connection, at least you should have that little bit more of a courtesy, a little bit more courteousness, a little bit more humbleness. You know, and I'm sure we can all be guilty sometimes of, you know, certain things. Like you might be in the zone. Who knows? You have a bad day, whatever it is. But you have to put your business and the customer first, you know, when it comes to certain things. But that's not here or there. But I will say that all to say, make sure you continue to support your Black businesses and Black businesses. Make sure you show up and show out for your community, for your own businesses, you know, because word of mouth is powerful.
It is.
Very powerful.
It is. It is. And, you know, like I said, while we want to support, like, we are always going to go to the Black businesses first, right?
Right.
Do not give people your own people a reason to say, damn, to I tried you. To support. Right. Like, I tried to support, but this happened. And not saying that, you know, every business, of course, there's going to be things that come up. You can't make everybody happy. Right. You cannot please every customer. Not. But, sure. You know, just be mindful of that. And, you know, we all have to take accountability when it comes to being business owners. We all have room for improvement.
Absolutely. And that's in any area of life. We all have room for improvement. We all have room for growth and opportunity, you know, and with those things come more opportunity and more abundance. But we wish an abundance, growth, and opportunity for everybody listening, no matter what your skin color is. But definitely, as Issa Rae say, we vote for everybody Black this month.
I love Issa Rae. I have a Funko Pop. I got my daughter a Funko Pop of her, like, cause she was the Black. She was
that's the little bobblehead toy she has, the little collectibles.
Yeah, it's the little collectible dolls, and it's a she was, you know, President Barbie in the Barbie movie. So I got her the little mini President Barbie Funko Pop. That is so cute, and you know, that's something that I've always done, is like gotten my daughter, you know, toys, dolls, things that represent her culture, things that, you know, she can see herself in, things that she can relate to, you know. Not saying that she never played with like other color dolls and stuff. She did. She played with everything, but I made it a point to make sure that she saw herself. You know, because a lot of people did not have that representation when they were growing up, like our parents and stuff, you know, those generations didn't have that. So it's important.
Right. Like they did. The let's not down. There was sometimes I say I was born in the wrong era. I should have been like a teenager in the 70s.
I'm not saying that they didn't have their leaders and people to look up to, but when it came to magazines, when it toys, dolls, merchandise, like they did not have that. Like you had to fight tooth and nail. Like I was watching the Essence documentary one day, like of how the Essence magazine and the Essence Fest and everything, all this was born. And it's like they were forced to create that. Because there was nowhere else to showcase the accomplishments of Black people, you know? So they had to forge their own path in so many, you know, aspects of life. So that's all I mean, is like the underrepresentation was, they weren't seen on TV the way that they're, you know.
We are now. Yeah.
Races. Exactly. We just, they didn't have the representation.
Right. And that's so huge. It's such a huge thing to see people. Like when we were younger, we had Brandy as Black Cinderella, you know, a little bit later we had
right? Still to this day, a little bit later, we had the Tiana, Princess and the Frog. And now I saw, you know, now we have the
Now we got Hallie.
Oh my, I love her.
Me too.
They're just like, it's just so, that kind of like, as adults, we still get excited to see our people, our sisters in that kind of like beautiful light that's going to be like staples in history forever. Disney movies not going nowhere, you know? So they're going to be around for a long, long, long time, which is so beautiful. So beautiful.
Right. We seen, yeah, we definitely saw that movie like at least like three times at the theater. I'm like, you know, at least three times. I'm just like, look, it's just, it was a moment. Like, you know, that was really like a monumental, like historical moment. And like so many of our, you know, people in our generation and younger than us are now like really making Black history, you know, and it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. We're continuing to make strides. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, like we said, there's so many Black businesses out there that's just, that need support. And some of them are booming, you know, like there's, unfortunately, there's so, okay, so the way it is put out there, that there are so many Black tailored products, you know, products that's fully tailored towards Black people. They're not owned by Black people. They're not Black owned anymore, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. You know, I would love to have, you know, one day I would love to have a product line, but, you know, we can't sell that. That has to stay in that family forever. It has to be in the clause. But anyway, there's wonderful companies like McBride Sisters. They have this like really great wine, Black Girl Magic.
Black Girl Magic. Yes.
I don't know if you guys have seen them or not, but they are just amazing. With that being said, I just want to make a challenge for this month. All right. I want to go out to use your resources. Everybody has a phone, computer, internet somehow. Use your resources and do your own research. Do some research this month. Learn, there's so much other history out there that we don't know. Black history doesn't only, it's not just subjective and just contained to this one country. Black history is around the world. So do your research. Spend this month reflecting, your mind right, getting your soul, just getting back in tune with you. I don't, you know, if you have crystals, whatever, your incense, your crystals, you know, do all of that and just really get in with your, with yourself this month. Really spend some time learning, engaging, do some research, find 10 facts this month that you have never heard of, that you, 10 people that you've never heard of who can, you know, who might be, you never know, their story might be the inspiration that you were looking for. Okay. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, we got to like I said, we talked about it before, but we want to make sure that everybody knows for sure to check out our website. We have our Melanin and Luck collection that is dropped. So make sure y'all head up our website at www.realqueenstalk.com. Beautiful merchandise on there from cozy, nice warm sweaters. Man, we got y'all. We even got so make sure y'all hit that up. Like I said, we have our Black History Collection plus wonderful cups like this one. And hit that subscribe button. Like, share, subscribe.
And comment down below. Let us know. Let us know how you are celebrating Black History Month. For me, I am choosing to really celebrate Black History Month by going and supporting other Black-owned businesses. You know what I'm saying? Nice. So, like, instead of actually, you know, to be honest, where we live, there's not, I don't know of any, like, Black nail salons or anything like that. So, when I go get my nails, like, that's something that I've always wanted to do. It's like, damn, like, I really just want a Black nail salon. Like, because I'm tired of giving my money, my coins, you know, to some other people. Like, I would rather give that, especially something like, you know, something that we continue to keep up with on a regular basis, like our self-care, our nails. You feel me?
Right.
So I've always wanted to find one. So I'm going to work on, you know, checking, even if I got to drive a little bit, even if I got to drive a distance just to get my nails done once, you know, just to support them.
Let's do some, can we throw out some challenges? Okay. We're gonna make up some challenges this month on our, make sure y'all check out our TikTok and our Instagram. Okay. Challenge number one is I want y'all to share some of these new facts y'all learning about Black history around the world. Okay. I want to know everything. Okay. We love learning, share the knowledge. Knowledge is power. Okay. Also, if you guys are in New Jersey area, we're in New Jersey or wherever you're from, I'm going to make a post on our Instagram, comment a post or tag them, a Black owned business that you know of that we need to support this month. Okay.
Facts. Absolutely.
Let's try that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cause that is my goal, is to support, you know, Black owned businesses this month, like I said. So I'm making a goal to support at least 5 Black owned businesses that I have not heard of or that I haven't supported before in any way that I can, you know, whether that just means buying a product or, you know, booking one of your services. That is how I am celebrating. So comment down below, like I said, and let us know how you guys are choosing to celebrate Black History Month. Whatever you feel that you can do to contribute or to educate yourself, anything of that nature, comment down below and let us know.
Yeah.
And just before we go, we're about to get out of here, guys, but we do want to let you guys know that if you are a business owner, there are 2 grants that I really wanted to put out there that you can apply for in 2024, 2 business grants. The first one is called Her Rise Micro Grant. Now, first of all, micro grants are a lot easier to obtain just because there's usually less competition with applying for micro grants. Yes, they are smaller amounts, but to be honest, if you are like just starting out in business, any amount is going to be beneficial to you, you know, or if you're a struggling business, any amount is going to be beneficial to you. So just, you know, take that with grace and gratitude. But yeah, so this, you have to apply by 11:59 p.m. On the last day of every month in order to be eligible. Of course, the requirements are you have to be 51% owned by women of color. Okay. So this one is for Black women currently registered in the United States and have less than $1 million in gross revenue. So this is perfect for those startups, for, you know, you just need to get your initial you know, supplies, equipment, or whatever, or do some marketing or whatever the case may be, get them business cards and stuff. This is the perfect opportunity, you know, to apply. And like I said, this is on a monthly basis that they pick a winner. And I think the prize is $1,000 each, to each recipient. So if you don't get it, if you apply this month and you don't get it, apply next month. Keep applying every single month until they choose your business. And that is, you can apply for that grant at hersweetspot.com. And sweet is like SUITE. So hersweetspot.com. And then the next one is the Sage Invest in Progress grant. Sage Invest in Progress grant program. And Sage Invest, they collaborate with another company, and they award 25 Black female entrepreneurs with $10,000 in funding, along with training and mentorship and network opportunities. So that is great because you're not just getting, you know, you're not just getting the money, but you're getting the guidance, you know, you're getting someone who can actually help hold your hand or, you know, lead you in the direction that you want to go. So that is an awesome opportunity. This application already opened on January 22nd of this year, and it closes on February 23rd. So you got a couple of weeks, okay, to apply for that. February 23rd at 5 p.m. is the cutoff. So the selected grant winners for that one will be announced like in late March. And again, the requirements are you just have to be a for-profit company and Black owned founder and have demonstrated need for funds. So look that one up, SAGE Invest in Progress Grant. We'll link both of those grants, the websites to both of those grants where you can apply in the description below, just so you guys can, you know, have easy access to it. So support your Black-owned businesses, guys.
That was good, especially that last. I never heard of that one, but yes, make sure y'all go ahead, like, subscribe, and click and apply until you get it. And that's what we did.
Yeah, you don't have to apply to just one grant. Yeah. There's actually, like,
keep going.
There are tons of grants now. Like, even larger corporations are starting mm-hmm. to do like these minority grants or Black-owned grants, or specifically for Black-owned women. Like, I know FedEx has
Walmart has one.
Yeah, like Goldman Sachs just did this huge, 1 million Black women.
Oh, 1 million Black women.
Mm-hmm. They just did this huge grant program where, you know, they're just committed to, you know, helping build Black businesses, mm-hmm. Specifically for Black women. And that is huge. That's epic, right? For us to have these opportunities. So it's really just about going out and, you know, getting what's yours. All right.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, we really enjoyed kicking it with y'all. Like we said, comment down below. Let us know how you're celebrating Black History Month. And make sure you go to our Instagram at RealQueensTalk_official. Follow us and look out for those challenges. We will post them on our social media so that you guys can participate. And we should give away a prize or something. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe we can give a freebie. Maybe we can do a freebie of some kind.
Yeah, we'll think of something. We'll post some information. So y'all make sure y'all have to tune in, okay? Y'all have to stick around. Yes. Watch. Keep a lookout on our Instagram and our TikTok. You never know. We might post them on both or might post them on one. We don't know yet. We have no details.
Exactly. Yes, but we'll definitely drop our social media handles in the description as well. So you guys can go and follow us there. And you can, of course, always still listen to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or anywhere that podcasts are available, in addition to YouTube. So we love you, kings and queens. We appreciate you. We thank you guys so much for supporting us. And until next time, stay real and stay tuned, kings and queens. Holla.
Bye.
Bye.